This is the Schnitt Show.
Now, the phones remain absolutely cranked regarding the school walkouts, the NRA, the anti-gun protests. I'll go back to calls here in just a bit. Please be patient. Welcome back to Schnitt. We are still translating. Transmitting, I should say. I'll be translating later on. We're still transmitting. Our satellite is still operating. It has not been incinerated. You know, this happens like, it seems, twice a year. The stories come out that the Earth is about to be hit with this massive solar storm, big solar flares, and it could fry satellites and power grids and... Man, I can't tell you, for the last, 15 years, I've become conscious of this and these stories that come out. Massive solar storm hitting the Earth today could knock out satellites and power systems. Oh, boy, I think we're okay. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Yeah, it's like these asteroid near misses that seem to happen every couple of weeks. Oh yeah, we didn't know this thing was coming right at us. Oh, it's going to be near miss. It's going to slide between us and the moon. Well, yeah, I don't want any of those to hit. I don't want to be fried by humongous solar flares. But I'm just pointing out that these stories pop out like twice a year, three times a year, and nothing ever happens. I don't want anything to happen. And in the past, have things happened? Yeah. Wasn't there huge solar flare activity back in the mid-1800s, 1850s, 1860s? And if I'm not mistaken, telegraph wires allegedly caught on fire. And hopefully we don't have any of those to deal with. But there was a story out yesterday about huge solar flares today, and it could wreak havoc. And luckily, it is not. Hey, speaking on wreaking havoc, at least on the career of Rex Tillerson, let's deal quickly here. The salad. Rex, you're trying to say to yourself, what the heck is... If you heard my tease at the end of last hour, I said, coming up, President Trump, Rex Tillerson, and the Caesar salad. Now, I didn't get to this. And listen, all indications are that Rex is not the last. I mean, Trump is peeved with numerous individuals in his administration, numerous folks in the cabinet. I know that there are some expense issues, for instance, with Zinke Interior. You've got the Ben Carson deal with the $31,000 furniture gig, where apparently emails have surfaced where he and his wife were involved. He was trying to, offset that and downplay it. I mean, you got a bunch of you've got the Veterans Affairs Secretary, this David Shulkin, who, if there was any area that we needed to fix and fix quickly, or at least put the ball in motion and really have dramatic changes. I mean, Veterans Affairs, certainly one of them, especially with the horrific stories that had come out over the last couple of years about the two different lists and vets who served this country dying, waiting to get appointments. I mean, just unacceptable. I mean, criminal. I mean, beyond unacceptable, criminal. So, Trump is talking about apparently replacing Shulkin as the Veterans Affairs Secretary, and there's rumors that Rick Perry, former Texas governor, and now the Secretary of Energy, that Rick Perry could move from that position into the Veterans Affairs position. I think he could be very effective there. And then you have a little higher up the chain and closer to the West Wing. I mean, there are still rumblings that Trump is not happy with John Kelly, Chief of Staff. And the word is that Trump thinks that John Kelly is ruling the West Wing with too much of an iron fist. But wasn't the story that That's what Trump wanted. He wanted the West Wing. He wanted the West Wing snapped into shape. Well, you got a military guy. You got a general, you know, that's whipping the place into shape. But there are rumblings that John Kelly could be next to go or soon to go. Now, if you're betting, the next one to go is probably H.R. McMaster, who is the national security advisor. I don't want to see him go. I like McMaster. Now, would McMaster be reassigned and maybe even gain a star and become a four-star general and be placed back over at the Pentagon? Those are some of the rumblings. And, you know, some of the rumors are that if McMaster is jettisoned, that John Bolton would be the new, and I like John Bolton a lot. We've had John Bolton on this show many, many times over the years. Straight shooter, like Bolton a lot. Do I want to see McMaster go? I like McMaster. Bolton would be a great choice as well. I know that some are scared of Bolton, and they think he's the devil and he's a warmonger. Bolton is a patriot, and he calls things the way he sees them. He ruffles some feathers, but the guy is generally right about everything geopolitical. So, and then of course we've got Kudlow. Larry Kudlow, and this is interesting. Before I get into the salad, I haven't forgotten about the salad. Then we'll get into your phone calls because every line is jammed here. If you're on hold, stand by, be right there. The Kudlow situation, Larry Kudlow, you know, the commentator from CNBC, Larry Kudlow is going to take over the position vacated by Cohn. The top economic advisor position, and Larry Kudlow, of course, TV personality. I've been on his show. I've done numerous hits on Kudlow over the years. Always nice guy to me, and he's now Trump's new top economic advisor. But here's what's interesting. Before I get into the salad and then your phone calls, is Kudlow just like Cohn? Opposed to the tariffs, opposed to those steel and aluminum tariffs that Trump just put into effect. So Kudlow in opposition and on the same page as the guy that just walked. So, I mean, you've got Cohn that just walked out because he was so opposed to the tariffs and didn't want them. And here you've got Kudlow on the way in, also opposed to the tariffs. So, interesting dynamic. Now, the salad. Sorry for the little departure. Sometimes I go off, okay, a lot of times, I go off on a little tangent. But the salad story with Rex Tillerson, the now fired Secretary of State, and of course, Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, is going to be taking that position. The salad. The story came out, and this is crazy, that in a private room, this is back in November, in China's Great Hall of the People. I guess it's called the Great Hall of the People. You had Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. He was sitting with President Trump and other U.S. officials, part of the delegation. And apparently the Chinese, the serving staff, they bring out plates of not a very good-looking Caesar salad. The Caesar salad was just wilted, and the reports are that it was just awful-looking. It was, you know, when lettuce gets wilted, a flimsy, floppy salad, oh, the worst! And, of course, with lettuce and a Caesar salad, you know, you've got to serve your lettuce cold. You know, the lettuce needs to be prepped properly. It's got to receive an ice-cold water bath, an ice bath. That's what makes, you know, lettuce crispy and sharp. And it just, and then it has to be, the plate should be cool. The salad plate should be out of the plate cooler. And the dressing on, and then it's mixed. It should all be done so the salad is served cool, cold. And that's always a good sign of a good restaurant, when you get a cold plate and the salad is cold, everything. So they get these plates of awful Caesar salad that's warm and wilted. And apparently, according to reports, Trump ordered... sorry, it's just funny. According to reports, Trump ordered Rex to eat the salad. I don't know if Trump ate the salad, but Trump apparently thought that if the Caesar salad went untouched, that it was going to offend the Chinese. So Trump ordered Rex, quote, eat the salad, Rex. So apparently he made Rex eat the warm, wilted Caesar salad in China. I hear the food in China is pretty awful. And it's just, you know, if you're expecting, you know, some of the good Chinese food we get here, the Americanized, forget it. I hear, you know, whether it's high end, low, that a lot of the food in China is just awful. Talking mainland, you know, not necessarily Hong Kong, but, and of course, the British influence, you know, over all those years until they turned it over, what, in 97, was it? Yeah, I mean, the Chinese food over there is supposed to be just terrible. All right, let's grab some calls. 800, Rex, eat the salad! Eat the salad or you're fired. All right, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number on Schnitt. Let's grab Aaron in Las Vegas, Nevada. Aaron, you are next on the program. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing today? I just, first of all, I wanted to say, you know what, you're right about the food in China. It's horrible. Secondly, my wife is a special educator. She teaches special needs children. She's a facilitator now.
Yep.
And, you know, it starts with the children. It starts in school. All these schools are trying to cut funding for special education when, like that, the Parkland shooter, his mom declined special services.
Yeah, you know, again, there's so many warning. I mean, lots of these cases have warning signs, and, you know, there were all kinds of issues. I mean, we don't even have the whole story. I'm hoping there's a full report, an independent report, but all the bits and pieces that have come out regarding Parkland are just, I mean, angering beyond belief that 17 people are dead when this kid could have been contained.
It you know, it starts early. It should start early. Like, these are the, he could have been helped in school instead of just pushed aside.
Well, not being able to buy an AR-15, again, he did when he exhibited all this crazy behavior and police calls and threats. And again, a warning to the FBI on January 5th that this specific individual wanted to shoot up a school is just unbelievable. Aaron, thanks for the call. Have a great day. Rick is next. Sarasota, Florida. Rick, you are on Schnitt. Go ahead.
Todd, how are you doing today?
Yes, sir.
I heard you talking a couple moments ago about the solar flares expected.
Well, again, I was just kind of making fun of this story. Yeah, yeah. Comes out like two or three times a year, and look out, you know, everything could be fried, and, you know, it never happens, and I hope it doesn't happen.
You know about those, and you also know about the electromagnetic pulse weapons?
Well, listen, we've talked about this many times, and, you know, one of the byproducts of a nuclear explosion is EMP, electromagnetic pulse, and then, of course, there are weapons that are designed just to deliver the pulse without the nuclear blast.
Do you know about the Earth's magnetic field flip?
Well, you know, over the history of the planet, the poles have flipped many times. And,
right.
and apparently, when there's a pole flip, really, it's no big deal.
There may be no big deal, but they're also saying it could be something. And they're thinking that's happening soon, but they don't know.
Yeah, I've been seeing stories. Yeah, I mean, you're correct. I've been seeing stories over the last couple of years that are we getting closer to a magnetic pole flip where, you know, the north and the south poles, essentially, we have a magnetic reversal. But, you know, everything I've read says that it really would be unnoticeable and it really wouldn't, you know, I would imagine that would compasses be?
Who knows? No one knows because no one's ever lived in it. Hey, in closing, Todd.
Yeah.
Eat your salad.
Eat your salad, Rex. Eat that salad. Thanks Bye. For the call. Back to the phones are loaded here. Let's stick with some phone calls. Your call's next on Schnitt. Don't move. Back in a minute.
Schnitt Show.
I'm in this walkout day at schools across the country. There's also a story that has gone viral, and it's that of a Virginia school teacher and the message that this teacher had written on a board in the classroom. And this is really interesting, really fascinating, and I give this teacher a lot of credit, so I'll get to that here in just a minute. Also, the latest on Pennsylvania 18, and is this an indicator of Democrats taking back the House in November? We'll get into the latest on that, as there's still just a razor-thin margin in separation. Also, update on the dog story. Actually, there's a new dog story and an update on the old dog story from yesterday, the dog that was put in the overhead bin. We'll get to that in a minute. Hey, Dora is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dora, you're next on Schnitt. Go ahead.
I'm just calling about the kid with the shooting, and I honestly believe that his mind was made up, and regardless whether he had a gun or not, he was going to do what he was going to do. So whether it was a gun or he got his hands on a high-profile vehicle, waited for school to let out, and just plowed people down, he was going to do what he was going to do, and you weren't going to be able to stop him.
Well, unless a kid that was hell-bent on hurting people and such explicit warnings, this kid should have been under surveillance. I mean, this kid should have been watched, and they should have been able to stop.
But they ignored all the information.
Right, well, that's the problem. Well, that's the big problem here. This kid should have been committed. This kid in Florida, there's something called the Baker Act. And this kid should have been Baker Acted with the information that was provided to the FBI on January 5th at a call tip line in West Virginia that was totally ignored, apparently, which just it ticks me off beyond belief. Hey, Dora, good points. And listen, I agree with you. But he could have been stopped and should have been stopped. More Schnitt next.
Schnitt Show. This is the Schnitt Show.
Oh, look, they're running the Chappaquiddick commercial on CNN also. Yeah, welcome back to Schnitt. Yeah, Chappaquiddick in theaters April 6th. That's the story of Teddy Kennedy driving that Oldsmobile off the bridge in Chappaquiddick and killing Mary Jo Kopechne. And I had just seen the commercial. I'd only seen it on Fox News. And I've got my wall of monitors, and I'd only seen the Chappaquiddick commercial. And I kind of made a mental note to myself, wait a minute, are they just running this Chappaquiddick commercial on Fox? You know, it's anti-Kennedy, and you know, it's painting an awful picture of Teddy Kennedy, the murderer of Mary Jo Kopechne. Did CNN turn it down? But just saw it. So they are running the Chappaquiddick movie commercial on CNN as well. All right, 800-801-8999, nationwide number here on Schnitt. Folks, the website, schnittshow.com, awesome resource. Every item we do, any story I mention, goes right on the Schnitt list every single day. So the list grows as the show goes on, because even I don't know exactly what's going to end up on the show until the end of the program, and you know, then we have a full list because we add to it as the show goes on. So schnittshow.com, the Schnitt list, it's up every single day. It grows as the show goes on, and it's totally free. If you want to contact me, you want to email me, just click on the contact button on the website and send me an email. And on Twitter, you ought to be following me on Twitter at Todd Schnitt. That's at TODDSCHNITT. So if you're on Twitter, follow me now. If you're not on Twitter, sign up, get an account, and follow me. Follow the president. I mean, Trump does the, he fires this. He fires people on Twitter before they even know it. I mean, that's a reason why every American ought to have a Twitter account and be following Trump, right? and certainly me at Todd Schnitt. Hey, quick, what was? And Sue just told me she's putting up the Chappaquiddick movie trailer on today's Schnitt list. So well, a link to the trailer. Hey, speaking of Tillerson and the firing on Twitter, man, I had a guy swipe at me, and I swipe back. On the show yesterday, I said numerous times, hey, this is record-breaking. This is history-making. This has never happened before. A Secretary of State getting fired on Twitter hours before he actually knew or before he was actually called by the president. So I told the story on the air yesterday on numerous occasions that here Trump has fired Tillerson on Twitter. I also had mentioned that there was a report that Chief of Staff John Kelly last Friday that he told Tillerson, hey, heads up for a tweet from the president, without saying exactly what it was. Well, I get a little Twitter message from a guy last night, and it came from the Swamp Fox. I get a Twitter message from the Swamp Fox, and it said, at Todd Schnitt, you misleading, lying snake. Tillerson was informed of his firing last Friday, not in a tweet. Well, that doesn't appear to be true. Now, he was apparently given a heads up to be on the alert for a tweet. Might he have thought at the time that maybe this is it? President likes Twitter. He's going to fire me on Twitter. Listen, I'm sure it probably crossed his mind. The White House, there were certain reports out of the White House suggested, and again, these are reports from sources in the White House that Tillerson was told on Saturday, or I don't know if I believe that, because Tillerson certainly didn't act that way. And then, of course, we had the Undersecretary Goldstein, who put out that memo yesterday. He put out the note about, Tillerson didn't know, and of course, he was fired as well. So Swamp Fox, who calls me this misleading, lying snake, Tillerson was informed of his firing last Friday, not in a tweet. No, he was fired. Hey, Swamp Fox, he was fired in a tweet. Did Tillerson know for a while that maybe his time was numbered, his service to this administration was not going to be in perpetuity? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he knew that. You know, after the story had come out that he allegedly called Trump a moron or a effing moron, I think he knew his time was probably somewhat limited. That's true. And he never denied it. Remember when he was asked, did he call the president a moron or at that presser, he said, I'm not gonna deal with such petty questions. Never denied it. Tillerson never said, I did not call the president a moron. And a lot of rumblings, there's a lot of inside gossip and chatter that the president never got over that. That when Trump found out that Tillerson had called him a moron or a bleeping moron, that Trump just could not get past that. And that was totally a deal sealer that he was going to be gone. So the Swamp Fox guy, he attacks me when, in fact, my timeline, my reporting, my facts appear to be straight, head-on, accurate. And remember that Tillerson did not land. So when did Tillerson get back to the United States? Right. Tillerson didn't land until, I think, like 4 a.m., and then Trump tweeted that Tillerson was fired and that the new Secretary of State was going to be Pompeo. That happened in the 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time hour yesterday. He was not told you're going to be fired explicitly. So Swamp Fox, well, this is what I responded to Swamp Fox with last night. So he writes that, calls me a lying snake. So I respond back, aw, thanks so much for your kind words. Now listen here, you putrid phlegmwort. I said that there are reports that John Kelly told Tillerson Friday to look for a Trump tweet. The White House claims he was told, but Rex and fired Undersec Goldstein don't seem to support that. Yeah. You putrid phlegmwort. Anyway, a lot of folks like my descriptive language here. Here's a woman by the name of Sharon. She just sent the tweet, I can't stop laughing. Anyway, if you followed me on Twitter, you would have seen that. It would have been on your feed, my response. Because I retweeted him with my response, at Todd Schnitt on Twitter, at TODDSCHNITT. All right, now, the school walkout, which we've been dealing with fairly extensively today, there is a story about a Virginia school teacher and a message that she posted on the board in the classroom for the students to see. This is out of Oak Hall, Virginia. It's at Arcadia Middle School. The teacher is Jody Katsidos, a sixth grade teacher at this school in Virginia. And the story, the image of this has gone viral. So there was a message, things her students could do instead of getting up and walking out of school on Wednesday. So instead of this walkout, what could students do? And this is what's gone viral. So when she arrived at school, she wrote this message on the board. When the students arrived at school, they saw the message and it read, "Walk up, not out." So these were things that the kids could do instead of walking out of school during the walkout today. Number one, walk up to the kid who sits alone and ask him to join your group. Number two, walk up, not out, walk up to the kid who never has a voluntary partner and offer to be hers. Walk up, number three, to your teacher and thank them. Number four, walk up to someone and just be nice. So she posted a photo of the poster that she had written on her Facebook page yesterday, and it's gone viral. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of shares. So just kind of a nice story that's gone viral. So, we also have to get into the latest on the dog, the dead dog. We had the story on the show yesterday of the United Airlines, horror, nightmare story. And then there is another story involving United Airlines today. So I'll get to that in just a second. Hey, I mentioned that the House had passed a school safety bill amid the walkouts and the gun protests today. I just wasn't sure which of the bills that they passed, and we did do the research. Here we go. This is from The Hill. Just speaks about how the House on Wednesday easily passed a measure to strengthen school safety and security. The bill does not include gun control measures, despite the growing calls for action on that front. Of course, we have the walkouts today across the country. Instead of gun control, Republicans have focused on enhancing school safety and investigating why law enforcement missed repeated signs about the Parkland shooter. Yeah, House lawmakers voted 407-10 to approve this bill. This is from Representative John Rutherford, a Republican from Florida, former sheriff. The measure would provide $50 million a year for a new federal grant to train students, teachers, and law enforcement on how to spot and report signs of gun violence. How about when the FBI gets a tip explicitly with the name, what the shooter wanted to do, shooting up a school, and you get the name of this Nicholas Cruz? How about, did we put this in the bill that the FBI's got to follow through, and that the tip line center in West Virginia needs to deliver this information to higher ups so it's distributed properly to the field office of the affected locale, in this case the Miami field office, which should have gotten the word on this? Unbelievable. All right, so we do have some action in the House passed virtually unanimously today. I got to thank Donald in Atlanta for hanging on. Donald, You are next on Schnitt. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
These teenagers that's walked out of school, wonder how many of them would walk out if it was over texting or your cell phones, stuff that you know, that they use all the time. What reason is it for a 700-horsepower engine going up and down the road?
Right.
You know, they need to think about what they're doing before they do it.
Well, I think there's a mob mentality, and you just have a lot of kids that are jumping on a bandwagon, and I don't think that many know exactly why or really are committed to any cause. Again, looking at some of the footage of kids laughing and smiling and jumping up and down at some of these walkouts, they don't appear to be solemn in many cases. And I think many thought, oh, this is a crazy hip thing to do. We're going to walk out of class without really understanding any meaning. Or those that do are, you know, spewing, you know, talking points, which are just, you know, anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment. And it's not really addressing the real issue of a mentally ill individual that plenty of warning signs were there and authority should have stopped this guy.
Well, yeah, you know, you can put blame anywhere you want to, but things are going to happen. It's one of these things. Nobody wants to see nobody get hurt or get killed. And at the same time, when you got people going down the road 60 miles an hour texting, and most of them, you know, I ain't going to say most of them, but a lot of them is young teenagers. You know, how many people is killed a week in car accidents?
Oh, there's no doubt. And I've seen the stats. You know, I've seen, yeah, it's crazy the number of people that die daily in this country. And, you know, it's not just kids that are texting. I see adults. I see adults constantly on their cell phones. I don't know what the heck, texting, looking at Facebook, playing Angry Birds or a Candy Crush or whatever. Who the heck knows? Donald, thanks for the call. Just a little bit, I don't want to dwell on it. Sue, is there anything new out of Pennsylvania on the, you know, the Associated Press? The last I had, the Associated Press still had not officially called the race for the Democrat. And the last numbers we have are that Connor Lamb, the Democrat in Pennsylvania, is maintaining this razor-thin margin over the Republican Rick Saccone. This is in that Pennsylvania District 18, which, by the way, it's going away. With the redistricting, that district is evaporating. We'll get to that here in a second. But you have some of the mainstream news outlets. You have, NBC? NBC had called Lamb the apparent winner. The Associated Press, at last check, they're saying it's still too close to call. We have this from Philly.com, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and this is a quote, with all precincts fully reporting and absentee ballots counted, Lamb holds a 627-vote lead over Saccone in Pennsylvania's 18th district, a GOP stronghold that Trump won by nearly 20 percentage points during the 2016 election. Now, I was watching last night. I saw Saccone, you know, essentially dismiss his supporters at the victory rally, you know, where they were set up. You know, hey, go home, get a good night's sleep. He said, hey, listen, we're not going to give up. He says, we're going to win this. And, you know, he kind of, that was the most excited that I'd seen Rick Saccone ever. So I don't even think he gets that excited in bed. And then later, and this is hours before all the absentee ballots were actually tabulated, Lamb was introduced as congressman-elect. And then, you know, he said, hey, we did it. I mean, that was really premature. If you were watching MSNBC, I was not, but we have the story. On MSNBC, Brian Williams, do you know that Brian Williams is like the ratings leader at 11 o'clock? So when Brian Williams was booted off of NBC Nightly News, they parked him over on cable after the suspension, and his time slot, 11 o'clock, he does the news with Brian Williams, whatever it is, at 11 p.m. Eastern time. That show is kicking some butt. Oh, it's called The 11th Hour. And that show leads the ratings. He beats all the other networks at night. So, you know, Brian Williams is not totally. Anyway, Brian broke in and he actually said that, hey, this is premature, that no winner had yet been declared.
Schnitt Show.
Locking and loading, hour number 3 minutes away. Just a couple of thoughts on, well, the apparent win of the Democrat in Pennsylvania, what that means going forward. A couple of thoughts. And then the latest on the dead dog on United, and then another United dog problem, all next.
Schnitt Show.